We're eating.
Sushi.
Make it more
sushi. So this is the sushi. This is the
so good.
Lunch with Staff podcast.
Everybody should say what they got.
Okay.
All right. Who got what?
I don't even know. What did we get?
Volcano roll.
California.
And California roll.
What's a volcano roll?
It is
everything.
Awesome. Jalapeno.
Awesome isn't like a good description.
It's like an explosion.
Jalapeno and cream cheese with crab meat, tuna, and I think a few other things.
Spicy mayo.
Yeah.
Something else. Whatever this is.
That's the crab.
Oh.
That's on top.
How am I supposed to eat all this together? It's so messy.
Yeah,
you eat it. You just eat it.
I already broke the California roll in half.
I have salmon avocado sushi, which is salmon and avocado wrapped in rice. And then I have the Philadelphia roll, which is smoked salmon, cream cheese, cucumber wrapped in rice. And it's good.
I have caterpillar. Which is eel. I heard a conversation. You guys don't like eel, and I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I just don't choose it.
Avocado,
it
and I don't really
bit.
Know.
Yeah.
I think cucumbers. Great.
It's like the very hungry caterpillar.
Uh-huh.
It's cute until you said they put antennas on it. That just freaks me out. Is there eyes on it, too?
And I got... As soon as I start tearing up from too much spice, the volcano roll and the spider roll, which I'm trying to recover from right now.
Do you guys like wasabi?
I do.
Nope.
No?
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah? No?
Yes and no. Bad experience.
Oh, God.
Had a bad experience. He ate, clams when they put wasabi on it, and then they did shots after it, and he can't drink beer anymore because he was chasing it with beer. So he had a summer
awful.
Of sangria because he couldn't drink any beer.
There's nothing wrong with the summer of sangria.
Mm-mm. But for a big man, it's a little odd every time we went out.
Yeah, that is funny.
Or he's like, can I have an espresso martini? I'm like, Dad, you're embarrassing me.
Have you ever had ginger shots?
Yeah.
It reminds me too of the same type of heat where it's it just clears you out really quickly. There's a place in Duxbury that I discovered, a smoothie place that does ginger shots, and I've been getting them on the weekend. Ooh. They're so good, and then they make
it's
awesome
like a
smoothies.
Detox.
Yeah, it's like a detox thing.
There was an article I was reading about Tour de France riders, and one of the team chefs was giving every morning giving them ginger shots.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really good for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it feels good. It wakes you up.
Mm-hmm.
Digestion
like
thing,
too.
So
I feel like I'd throw up.
Yeah. So something came up on last week's podcast.
Oh, boy.
About Kayla. Half the things I say, Kayla's oh, boy.
Well, last week's podcast was all me.
That was great. So we asked about who hated doing the podcast the most.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
And Kayla started a gun.
I said it was a tie. Between
you said it was a tie.
John and Leslie.
Well.
And I said I'm not going to admit that I like it after I've complained for so long.
So you're saying there's a chance that you like it. Mm-hmm.
I do like it's a different setting for us to all sit together. I think that's what's good about it.
It is.
It improves office morale.
It does.
Office morale is really crappy?
No, I just think it brings us all together. I'm
in a different
during,
way.
During a long week, it's a nice little break.
Yeah. And we do our staff meetings, but we really do
yeah, that's
go
business.
Through stuff. Yeah. So
what's
this is kind of a different setting, which is nice.
Who's covering this?
So the question is...
It doesn't sound like that.
I know. It's just cartoonish. So will there be a podcast next week?
I won't be here, so...
I won't be here. Oh, it's up to you
it's
three.
It's a ladies' podcast.
Oh, my God. You can all go
podcast.
Should.
Yeah. Ladies' night.
Ladies' night.
Why are we in a school? I'd bring sangria.
You could do it off-site.
Yeah, go to it off-site. We'll go to a restaurant
we'll
or something.
Beach.
Yeah.
Sit up, Mike.
Yeah.
You could totally,
all yours wind.
I could totally picture you, the three of you at the beach doing a podcast.
That would be unreal.
Wow. Koozies.
That's happening.
An email being hey, I came by the office and no one was there.
I Oh yeah, they were doing a drunk podcast.
And you listen to the podcast, it's wind, and you hear like laughing in the background. Crack of a beer.
All ladies here next week.
Well, that's gonna be a good one.
That is gonna be a good one.
We need a good topic.
I'm afraid to know.
So, no real like topic today.
There's no real topic today.
We talked about food.
I think it should be food.
Yeah, I know.
So we're also doing this because it's also the end of the month. Or it's close to the end of the month. So what went on this month here at MCTV?
I have no idea.
Stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Did the month seem long to you guys?
Mm-mm. No.
Really?
No. I feel like it was just like the 4th of July.
Yeah, this is like
I feel like 4th of July was like decades ago.
No,
I just made my August playlist on Spotify and I was like, oh. I feel like I just made my July one.
You do a monthly playlist?
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
That's cool. Can I follow them?
Yeah. It's like a weird, odd combination of things, but pretty good.
Basically what you just said is don't listen to it because I'm embarrassed by it.
No. I just never know what people, it's so all over the place. That's a better way to put it.
Yeah.
It's basically saying I listen to really weird stuff.
Because it'll be like country like 1 second, and then it'll be like, I don't know, like Justin Bieber the next second. I know
what you mean.
My condolences.
Despacito.
No. That got out of there a long time ago. It was on, I think, like my May playlist, and then I was like, never again.
I was putting together a Spotify playlist for my Canada trip coming up, and I was like, oh, we do it all like Canadian musicians. I was like, I'm not putting Justin Bieber or Nickelback on this playlist.
Drake.
Yeah. Drake? Oh, yes, I would put Drake totally. Because it would be funny.
Justin Bieber's canceled like 18 shows just because he felt like it.
So yeah, I randomly heard that Justin Bieber.
I don't know. Teenage girls, I guess.
Isn't he in Gen?
The guy's very talented. I might not like him as a person, but he knows what he's doing.
That's for sure.
No, I read it was mental health. Yeah. Or he wants to go to church.
Okay.
You found Jesus?
Okay.
Yeah, I guess we can respect that.
I guess because of all like the recent like artists kind of, sorry, getting dark now. Like, all the recent artists who've since died for depression and stuff. Everyone's kind of like, let him do his thing. You don't know what he's going through.
That's true.
You don't know what he's going through.
You don't know his life.
We just took a turn from, oh my god, it's August, to dead artists.
Sorry.
We remember dead artists.
Corner.
Chester Bennington died last week.
Uh-huh. You're making it darker.
Why are we going really dark?
So, what's everyone's favorite food?
There we go.
Mashed potatoes.
What the?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No hesitation. No.
Clearly you're Irish.
Yeah. My name is Sean Leary. Of course I'm Irish.
That's all you know is potatoes.
Yes.
What is it about mashed potatoes?
I love the consistency, the taste.
He's so ready for this right now.
He's like, he took notes.
Had a lot of time to think about it.
Is there a particular type of mashed potato? Like, is it like a...
Nope.
Any
mashed potato. Real mashed potatoes. Not like the store-bought...
Store-bought powder.
It's not bad, but it's not real.
No, it's not.
It's not the same.
Only mash, not like...
I like potatoes in general, except for scalloped potatoes. Scalloped potatoes I do not like.
Really?
The texture is different.
It is. Very different. Not a fan.
Yeah.
Twice baked
is delicious. Regular baked. Twice I even baked. Like sweet potato.
Baked potato? Twice baked baked potato.
Really?
Don't you bake it first and then you scoop it all out and mash it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No kidding.
And then you bake it with like cheddar on it. Oh my god, it's so good. It takes so long.
What else?
I really like cheese, like on anything. I was thinking my favorite foods and they're because I put a lot of cheese on them. Like pasta, like you can just load with like,
oh yeah,
like butter
your
and
favorite mac
cheese.
And cheese was like
how many things can you
seven
put
cheese
on? How many cheese can you put on? Things can you put cheese on?
I put cheese on like I bake it on my steak, my chicken.
Good idea. Damn.
I know Parmesan crusted steak is like steak's one of my favorites, but like then I could eat a bowl of pasta anytime, any place.
That was one of the craziest things when you first started working here and like working with you is like the amount of food you can sit down. And for those that have never seen Leslie,
much.
She's like 5 foot and she probably weighs
the
about
smallest human.
Like 50 pounds with like a brick in each pocket. And like I just remember like her just mowing down.
I think the first time we like went out to a restaurant or something, or maybe no, it was maybe like
PSA day. We ordered like sandwiches, and you got like a large.
That's the first time.
Large,
I got a large sub,
and you just toast it.
John's so like a little bit in his first half, and I'm done. He's like, "What just happened?"
You have had a lot of weird food.
Yes.
Between that and the fluff.
Yeah, the fluff. So yeah, I was trying to think about my favorite foods, and a lot of them, the way I like it, is with cheese on them. So I was like, cheese is kind of like
up there.
My favorite.
It's like your ketchup.
Yeah, it's like it's like my ketchup. Like, what can you put cheese on?
Is there a particular?
Like, I put
type
it on my
cheese?
Veggies. No, I love them all.
Have you ever tried making cheese?
No. I don't like to think about what cheese is.
That would ruin it for you if you tried to make
your
own.
Let's not talk about that.
Make your own. That's next week's podcast.
I tried it a couple months ago, and it was like a 6-hour ordeal. Like, because you have to wait. And
I'm actually extremely afraid of mold. Like if mold's on anything, I like freak out and just like
throw it
away. It was
squeaky cheese curds, by the way. I'm just saying.
What?
It was squeaky cheese curds. I made.
It's like things going old. I ate applesauce once and thought it was chunky. It wasn't. I have been afraid of mold ever since.
Oh my god!
It's when I was a little kid. It was one of those big tubs.
Big thing of Mott's applesauce.
That took a turn again. Whose food is next?
Mine's like not so much a food, but like a meal. Like my grandma used to make it, but my mom, I guess, makes it now because whatever. It's roast beef dinner is like the best. Like mashed potatoes, obviously, and then like corn rice, and then my mom makes the best gravy. And I just love roast beef.
Yeah.
I love red meat. Red I like want to be a vegetarian, but I can't because I like red meat. Yeah. I can give up chicken, but like, steak, no.
Same. Roast beef too. Yeah, my dad makes gravy for like roast beef or steak.
So good.
So good. Gravy. And then I'll just put some Parmesan cheese right on top.
Of course you will.
Ruin it.
Wow. Jen?
I'm trying to think. Yeah. Because I'm just like, they're the same thing. It's like so many like different things.
I just love all food.
Because obviously being basic, I think, yeah, pizza. But like, I can do something else. I'm trying to think of, like, pizza's when I used to go away to school and I'd come home and mom would be like, what do you want me to make you? And I would
mine was
like,
roast beef dinner.
mine would be, like, chicken pot pie or my dad makes really good clam chowder or, like, cheese steaks, too. Like, steak and cheeses. He does those really good, too.
Ray and Mike's steak and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
The best.
The best. No, Cluckin' Russian's there.
Oh, true.
Oh, God.
There's this crazy sub shop near Quinnipiac in Hampton, and it's like they have insane subs. Like the Irresistible is a steak and cheese with buffalo chicken in it. It's like so good. Mm-hmm. But Mac Daddy is like a steak and cheese with mac and cheese in it. They're just insane.
I miss it.
We'll get them delivered one day.
Yeah. Somebody want to go take a road trip and then bring them back?
3-hour trip down there.
That's like me and Kelly's roast beef.
Oh, I'm sure they're responsible for a lot of people's freshman 15.
Mine, yeah. Freshman 23 it was. But
when school's not in session, they like almost go out of business. They've like said that, yeah.
That's crazy.
It's like, because it's all the college kids are like their main clientele. But
I have favorite places in Boston that like, I've definitely driven up there before and done like a whole food round and like brought up home. Tasty Burger, and there's a Seven Subs, it's called Seven Subs, and it's like has the best sandwiches, same kind of thing. Like they have all these pre-made sandwiches that are so good. And then there's wings from I want to say, I don't remember the restaurant, I want to say Rogies, but that's just like, I don't know if that's actually just a word I've made up. Is that a thing? Rogies. Anyhow, places in Boston that like I wish I was closer.
Did you ever go to Soulfire? Is that up by your
No, I think I have been there at some point. Everybody raved about it.
It's awesome.
What kind of food is that? Is that
It's like barbecue American soul food type stuff, but it's also like a really sweet atmosphere, and they play a lot of like old 60s and 70s soul music, so it's like even better.
Tasty Burger.
Tasty Burger's amazing.
It's time for a Tasty Burger.
Would you say that it's tasty?
It does have a big Samuel L. Jackson picture on the wall, the one at the one by Fenway.
Yeah.
Like, my brother and I would go to Red Sox games, like, we were, like, our whole plan was, like, we go to Chaseburg afterwards. Like, we would literally run out of the stadium to try to, like, beat all the foot traffic there.
Yeah, it's so crowded after a game.
We are going. You're getting Tasty Burger. That was our thing.
Got a jalapeno burger, and they've got a butter burger.
A butter burger.
Like, Vermont, like, a thick slice of Vermont butter on top of a burger.
Oh my god. That sounds like a heart attack.
Yeah. It is a heart attack.
Or diabetes.
But if you're in the right mood, it can
a
few bites can be pretty satisfying.
You're gonna have to go on dialysis after eating that. Like.
It is. It's its own thing.
Apparently Shake Shack sells beer. That was a fun fact.
Really?
I found out yesterday.
I've never been to a Shake Shack.
I'd only been to one.
Or a Steak and Shake.
I went and picked up my sister from the train last night. She's like, did you know? And I was like, I had no idea we even had a Shake Shack around here.
Yeah.
I've only been to one in Connecticut.
Is it in Dedham?
No, she was coming from Boston.
From Seaport, right?
I think so, really? Yeah. Either there, or she said she was at like Chestnut Hill or something. So, yeah, I don't know.
Never
interesting
been.
Facts.
Interesting
facts. Somewhere like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, does Tasty Burger have beer? Not that you really need
beer.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Tasty Burger, yes, Tasty Burger is beer.
Ooh.
It does.
There's a few of them, too. Or at least two I know of.
There's one in. There's three.
Fenway.
Southie. And one in Harvard Square.
Yeah, okay. I was wanting to say Glendale.
There's a Mike's in a. There's a Mike's Pastry and a Tasty Burger in Harvard Square. Done. Done.
Never have to leave.
All right.
Never ever leave the square.
All right. Well. Do we open up the fortune cookies?
Oh, of course we open up the fortune cookies.
Like
John,
nice.
Did you say your favorite food?
I did not.
Oh.
Big pasta guy. I grew up in my mom's side of the family is very Italian, so a lot of homemade pasta. But the best meal I ever had was a steak from Del Frisco's.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. Sean was there for one of them.
Yep.
It's like an event. Yeah. If you ever go to Del Frisco's, like, you granted it's pricey, but it's worth every penny.
So good.
It's an event. It's amazing. It's the most amazing meal I've ever had in my life. Hands down.
All right.
Shout out to Del Frisco's.
Yeah. This podcast is sponsored by Del Frisco's.
Yeah.
Or no, it should be.
I'd be afraid to see what the bill would be for that.
Yeah.
We went, it was like 200 something bucks.
Like,
It was like.
I'll get some steaks.
It was so good.
Yes. The best part was we went, Sean with me one time, and we. One of the people just ordered the double eagle. I think it's like a
$70 steak.
It's like massive. And so like we were joking around with our waiter, and he told the story. He goes like, some guy was like, hey, if I eat a second one, will you give it to me for free?
If
you
can eat it all,
the whole thing. And so he's like, so he brought his manager over, and the manager's like, no one's ever done that, but yeah, sure, I'll give it to you for free. The guy like polished off two double eagles, which is like.
It's like a 2-pound steak.
And sides. Yeah. And sides. It wasn't like he just had two double. He had
heart
sides,
attacks?
Too.
There it is.
That actually happened to me when I, at a restaurant, I was talking about the prime rib. It was a special. And the guy sitting next to me was like, you won't finish that. And I was like, yes, I will. He's like, I'll pay for your meal if you finish it. I finished it. Like, of course. And he had gotten one, too, and he packed his up. He was like, all right, fair is fair. He had no idea
I
that, like
I
would
like when people challenge you to eat something, or it's like eating challenges.
I was like, I'm
going to
eat this whole thing anyways.
Where were you? Fitzy's across the street from here has that. With their, like, that has like a 3-pancake thing.
Yeah.
And like, if you like finish it, you get your picture on the wall, like a t-shirt. Yeah. And like, you could see like the people after, the pictures of these people afterwards, they just look like really rough.
Yeah.
Like, it's like bloated.
I went there like.
Sweating.
Last year, 2 years ago, like these three like college kids or high school kids came in, they tried it, and like one of them had to run outside because he was not feeling well.
Oh,
like,
God.
Like, halfway through the second pancake.
Doesn't Buffalo Wild Wings do that with the hot sauce or whatever?
Yeah. There's like some challenge.
Some atomic sauce or whatever.
My brother and his friends the other day, they didn't tell me they were doing this, but they were here. And one of his friends ate 60 nuggets from McDonald's and then ran a mile. And he couldn't,
my goodness.
The last one he couldn't put down, so they were like, take it for the run. He was like eating while running.
60 nuggets?
I know, I was like, you should have told us, we would have recorded that.
We would have filmed it, we would have strapped the GoPro to him and fly the drone above his head.
No.
You ever heard of a beer mile?
No.
You do, like, you go out to, like, a track, like, out here in the high school, like, a quarter-mile track, and you start off, you drink a beer. You drink a beer for each lap. You have to stop and drink a beer, and, like, four of them, and running a mile, not many people can
You take it with you? I can run and
it's
take
like
it.
No, really
you
gotta,
I was like, I'm gonna try. I know, I run.
I'm jogging.
You gotta, like, chug it and then run.
It's like, have you ever played, like, beer, like, Mario Kart?
Yeah.
You have to, like, finish the beer before each lap. It's like real life.
Not each lap, but that's extreme.
It's like real life?
It's a three-lap race.
Oh, wow, you have to
finish. You're in the car with Leslie.
Yeah. No, you're right. You have to
finish. It's a little more extreme.
You have to drink some of the beer at least each lap. That's what it is. So you have to at least take a sip of the beer.
Right. Leslie goes hardcore with her Mario Kart.
Two rounds of Mario Kart and I'm good.
You're done for
the ultimate pregame.
Don't play Mario Kart with Leslie. She'll drink you out of the table and beat you in the game too.
I'm driving backwards.
Alright, so we go the fortune cookies?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're supposed to pick one for somebody else.
There's three.
Unfortunately, we only have three.
I don't actually eat cookies.
I don't want to eat
Yes, you do. You eat cookies.
Not those. Those aren't sugar cookies. I eat sugar cookies.
If I sprinkle sugar on you, you'd eat it.
Well, these are not sugar cookies.
Maybe some cheese. I might.
Put some cheese on it. Right,
so actually, who's grabbing it?
Alright.
I don't eat fortune cookies.
It's like this piece of cardboard that they wrap
Thanks.
With the thing.
Nice toss.
In the middle.
This one's for Sean.
I don't think it'll make any sense. No. How come we got them? How come Sean and I got these?
I'm just going to make a decision.
You guys won't be here next week.
Yeah.
This is our treat to you.
All right.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Congrats for being on vacation.
All right, John.
Okay. Ready? A small gift can bring joy to the whole family.
Sushi.
The sushi, thank you.
Sushi, like, all right. You finally got sushi, you know?
All right.
Other families get, like, children and puppies, and the MC finally got sushi.
Sean?
We can get a puppy.
All the water in the world can't sink a ship unless it gets inside.
Okay.
All right.
These are better than my Jesus quotes.
Right.
I think your Jesus quotes are pretty good. By the way, do you have a Jesus quote?
No, I think these are better.
She's gonna use a fortune cookie instead for.
You know, we need to give you the other book. We need the other book.
I know. No, the other book's next week.
This is it. This
next
is
week.
Like,
next
this
week
is
during the Old Girls podcast.
This one, you guys are better. Always remember where you're going and never forget where you've been.
Dun dun dun
dun dun dun.
None of my lucky numbers.
All right.
I don't want this.
I don't eat the cookies. I always take the fortune out and throw the cookie out.
You're no fun.
Yeah, I don't eat the cookie.
Same.
Yeah. It is fun.
It's gross.
They're kind of...
It's like cardboard.
Yeah, they just don't do anything for me, so it's just me. Why eat them?
There's not real flavor.
Yeah, it's fake. The whole thing's fake.
I like candy corn to me.
Big difference in
candy
corn.
Huge difference, though.
It's like wax.
Other brand.
They are a little waxy.
Yeah, they have to be the right brand.
So it's going to be on the All Ladies podcast next week.
Coming up next week.
No idea.
I can't wait to, like, drive home.
Girl problems. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's going to be like an hour long, like.
Just bitching.
It's going to be The View.
No, I hope not.
It's going to be The View.
No, it's going to be really manly. We're going to do some dude things. We're going to bring some weights in here.
Just lift.
We're going to talk about, like...
We're going to pick favorite,
like, sport stars.
Chainsaw. Yeah. They're going to talk about, like, chainsaw power tools.
I'll talk about my woodworking.
Power tools and woodworking. And whiskey.
Yep.
Yeah, we're not drinking wine. We're drinking whiskey.
Whiskey bourbon.
Yeah.
Give me a scotch.
Steaks. Cheese on
them. Yeah, it's going to be... Steaks and scotch. That's the
thing. I love when Leslie goes off on food tangents.
I think we should talk about food every week.
I love food.
She loses about food. Everything's about food.
We'll bring food to
next
week.
Yeah.
I think when we get the news program off the ground, it's going to be a battle royale to who gets to do the food segments.
So I struggle with like this makes me extremely hungry, which is not good. So I'm indulging by talking about food.
Who gets to do the food segments? It's going to be like a
Oh, I saw my salad. I did everybody the favor of not eating on air.
Yeah.
I'll wait.
That's the best part.
Now it's crunchy.